Hello all. Yeah, I'm back. Will Hooley here with Alex Corbusieri on the Rugby Rundown. Corbs, just tell me now, mate. You miss me.
I miss you, mate. It wasn't the same without you. Obviously, had a great time with Christian, but you know, it's a lot more stressful when you're trying to host and steer the show. So you're welcome to have you back, and also make a fantastic job on comms.
Thank you.
Last 2 weeks. Thank I think you've been outstanding. Great insight and absolute natural. Well done, mate. Welcome back.
Stop it.
No, you know, I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. It's an area that I know pretty well, and I think you did really well, so I've been very impressed.
Well, I'm in good hands learning from the big man himself. And thank you to Christian Dyer for his great work last week. And Corbs has just put this, I don't even know what to call this at the table.
It's not
Corbs,
a lightsaber. It's my new gadget. It's my hydrogen water. So basically, my water bottle now releases hydrogen ions into my water, which are filled with antioxidants, similar like when you eat fruits and berries and stuff. So I'm getting loads of natural antioxidants. It's good for my gut bacteria. You know, I'm just like...
Are you paid to say this? Are you sponsoring
this? Just healthing myself up. I'm actually not sponsored, but I'm kind of obsessed with it. And you get a little bit of a lightsaber vibe to it as well. It's been keeping me entertained.
I've come back and all hell is breaking loose. But we've got a great show for you in store. Major League Rugby, week 2 review and preview of week 3 coming up. And we've got a special with the Utah Warriors in the form of Joel Hodgson and Paul Mullen, who are coming on. Okay, let's start off with the predictions of what happened or what we thought would happen, because I'm horribly wrong again. Corbs wins only by one.
My dad always says, I'd rather be lucky than smart. And that's how I feel with these predictions this early on. Some tough calls across the league. I think the one we both got wrong was Old Glory.
And didn't we get some heat for it as well?
Old Glory.
We see you out there.
Throwing that smoke around. Now, fair play, all fun and games. Also saw you, Fanana Schultz, a little bit of your salt sprinkled in after, mate, whatever fuels your guys' boats. But first and foremost, congrats to them. Outstanding performance, Old Glory. And yeah, we were wrong. So enjoy it while it lasts.
Corbs took that 5-6, five wins. Only the one you didn't get right. I unfortunately didn't get Chicago right against Utah. Let's look at those results coming up on your screen now of week 2. And let's go through them. I'm going to start with probably the ones that we thought would be the case, what we were correct in. And Anthem, unfortunately, going to Nola. Nola, 2 games, 2 wins.
My hydrogen water's done, sorry.
I'm impressed by Nola. They are 2 games, 2 wins. And they're the only, like, OG of MLR who haven't made a playoff game. I only found that out actually recently. Fun stat, but they have not made a playoff postseason game. I like the way they're operating. I think they've got a strong set piece this year. And Anthem, look, good second half, got 19 points, scored. Aljaburi at the winger, I think he's a good finisher. I don't know. They're just getting out-muscled at the set piece. So it's a quality win for Nola, 34-19 against Anthem. Corbs, you had a little look at Seattle taking on Miami. Seattle, talk about 2-0 for Nola. Seattle go
2-0 for Seattle. And yeah, they're a tough out at Starfire. And I think they showed why. Mac Mason with the control. I thought they had the kick game down. They're still maybe lacking like just opening teams up. I think they had two nice tries in the game. But probably for the amount of control they have, they'll probably want to add more tries. But with the boot of Mason, I think Miami fell into similar trap as we did up there. They'll discipline. They'll punish you on the boot.
Yep.
But I also thought Miami put up a great fight. Made it competitive.
Agreed.
They'll probably be kicking themselves. They had moments where they're a bit more accurate, held onto the ball, didn't give away a penalty. Maybe their line-out functioned a couple times when they were down in the 22. That game was game on. It was all to play for. I thought enjoyable. But Seattle as well, looking very comfortable, very strong early on. And, you know, some big performance. I thought Joe Tafatete has been outstanding for them. What a pickup, you know, coming straight back, almost rushed from injury in two pretty much 80-minute performances. The guy looks impeccable. Their front row is strong at Seattle. But I think across the board, really good contest. And yeah, the new boy with his try.
Jade Styling. That was
a money finish and a bit of brilliance. And it just kind of built the lead that they probably deserved. But I do think they'll probably want to keep opening teams up more as it goes on because they have a lot of control in games.
Yeah. And talking about control, finally, Corbs, you can talk about it. San Diego. San Diego got their first win of the season away at Dallas in a 30 points to 23 win, picking up all 5 points. Try some likes of Blair Cowan, Mar Nonu, Marcel Brachy, and also great to see Ethan Grayson on the score sheet. But Dallas are a tough team. Going there as well as a good win for the Legion.
I will take the 5 points. Yeah, grateful to get onto the board on the league table with a win there. And I think, you know, Dallas put up a real fight. They're an 80-minute team. I think from our point of view, we'll be kicking ourselves that we let them get that last try at the end to get the losing bonus point as they're a Western Conference team. But I think they showed what they're about. They frustrated us in the first half. They were leading. They scored a try almost out of nothing where a turnover from Foley and fair play to the man pretty much went most of the length, and then they put themselves away and they're in the corner and we're looking 7 points down where we've basically only done maybe one little foot wrong.
And then
I think they kicked well, they controlled well, they niggled us. And I think it was probably the 20-minute patch in the second half where we really started to take control of the game, held onto the ball. Our discipline still probably wasn't where we wanted it. I'd say our turnover rate was still probably a little bit high. And we didn't quite just get fully functioning where maybe we could blow a team away. But we did enough to get the 5 points and walk away with a win. And, you know, as long as we're improving game to game, I'm always going to be hypercritical. But I think we'll take it as a step forward for sure.
I think Sam Goller's finished, though, as well in that second half for Dallas, making sure that they built themselves to get a losing bonus point. Key for them. I want to see RFCLA have a bright future because they do have some brilliant players. But unfortunately, they got beaten up by Houston. Houston Sabercats going to Southern California, getting a 27-12 win. And yeah, it was just up front. The penalties that were coming and the front row of the Sabercats in the form of Ezekiel Lindemuth, Anaya Sue, the hooker. I thought he was outstanding. I actually gave him man a match, although it could have easily gone to David Kutzer at number 10. I think he was outstanding in terms of his control. Houston looked really good, man. I just think across the board, they've got that strength and depth as well. And RFCLA, for the second week in a row, lacking a bit of discipline and just getting a little bit beaten up. I mean, you got to be impressed by Houston and their pack, especially.
I think they're obviously, they had a strong pack last year, and I think they brought that and you'd argue maybe stepped it up a level.
Yeah.
And then I just think they're a more complete side as well. I think they've added more areas to their game. I thought, you know, LA had chances in that game. I thought their discipline probably let them down a bit because once you start getting free entries to Houston in your 22, it's a tough out. Yeah. They're very physical, very direct, and they come for you up front. And so they kind of fell into that trap. And I think Houston did enough to win. I still think they blew quite a few chances, that they'll probably be frustrated with some of their entries to the 22 that went begging. But at the same time, they're two from two and looking very good in the West. The West is looking very, very tough this year.
It is looking tough and some big fixtures coming up. We'll talk about just in a minute. But the one fixture that, well, we've already kind of mentioned it, who saw that coming? I didn't. DC going to New England and getting that win, 34 points to 33. It was a Jason Robertson conversion at the end that won it. But Corbs, oh man, was that some performance from the old glory DC team?
Yeah, absolute roll your sleeves up and dig your way out of the game sort of performance from old glory. I thought Free Jacks looked sharp at times.
How they began the build, game, really.
You know, scored well, built a lead. And you just thought, oh, this team hasn't lost at home, you know, for forever.
They're a winning side.
This is their game. But old glory just kind of hung around and they kind of just rolled their sleeves up. And, you know, the hooker... I don't want to say it wrong. I apologize as well, but I know your name now after watching what you could do. I think he scored two or three tries, dangerous off the back of the mall, short range, and Old Glory just kind of rolled their sleeves up, got on with it. I thought they had good impact off the bench as well, bringing on guys like Escaro and their set piece grew as
having
the game
come off the bench
game
like
went on, and that gave them an into the game, and then they just fought to the death, and Robertson's boot was
him all
pinpoint
game.
Accuracy, he scored a try as well. I was very impressed, and I thought the yellow card at the end to Cole Keith as well probably just sunk the ship a little bit of the Free Jacks, probably just allowed them back, Old Glory back in the game. And yeah, that was a hard one to predict. But again, enjoy the win, enjoy the celebration. very, very well earned, and nothing but props here from me and Will.
Yeah, sure. DC, well done. Hey, look, we gave you some impetus to go out there and win. Utah Warriors, they got a brilliant win, 29-15 against the Chicago Hounds. Again, another one which I didn't call. I thought Chicago this season definitely are going to be up there or thereabouts. It was a brilliant performance from Joel Hodgson. In his kicking game, his management, and also in the forwards. One of them, of course, was Paul Mullen. So for Corbis and I, we thought, rather than us talk about this one, we got two boys from the Warriors, Joel Hodgson and Paul Mullen, to talk all about that big game and also the upcoming big match Clash of the Week as Utah Warriors take on Seattle. Right, recording's begun. We talked quite a bit off air. We talked about Paulie's jumper looking very dashing there, buddy.
He's got a cricket game to get to, so we've got to be short and sharp on this call.
Well, we got Paul Mullen, we got Joel Hodgson of the Utah Warriors, two lads that we both know very well. Boys, thanks so much for joining. And Paulie, I'll come to you first because we've come at you, we've poked at you a little bit there, but who's more annoying? Is it annoying to have an outside half like Joel, or is it annoying to have an outside half like me?
Where do I go with this one? Do you know what, lads? You're both not too bad. As long as you stay out of the scrum, you're grand, you know? But I would say Joel is always onto us. Yeah, he's always onto us. It's just like, lads, you could have done this, could have done that. So, Hooli, you know, you weren't too bad, but sorry,
thanks,
Joel.
Mate. Boys, on a serious note, Joel, it was an amazing result on the weekend for you boys against Chicago. I've got to be honest, I didn't predict that you boys would win. I had Chicago. Corbs.
I believed
that you would win. Look, yeah, Joel. Joel, let's start with you. Massive performance for the boys back at home at Zion Bank Stadium. You must have been delighted with that.
Oh, mate, absolutely. I think there's nothing quite like Zion's Bank, in my opinion. You know, I've experienced the MLR for a year now. And like many teams and sporting organizations talk about the effect of like the 16th man or the 12th man, but they get pretty loud there at Zion's Bank, and it's pretty powerful stuff when you know what you're playing for. I know all the boys certainly get up for it. Mind you, after that first 5 minutes, you probably thought otherwise. We need to somehow start a bit quicker than we are at the minute. But I think what you saw from the Utah Warriors on the weekend and what you saw probably down at Houston, which probably was lacking last season, is when we took a shot on the chin last year, you know, we probably felt a bit sorry for ourselves, went into our shells, maybe sometimes came back, maybe sometimes just fell off the wagon completely. I think what you're seeing with this group especially is if we take a shot on the chin early doors, you know, there's no panic stations, there's no, you know, what do we do now? We just collect ourselves and we just try and chip away and slowly wrestle back momentum. And then I think that's going to be a big thing, especially going through the season, because let's not joke about this MLR season is probably going to be the most competitive out of all of them so far. You know, some of the results we've seen so far, some have been closer, there's been some upsets. So to have that ability to be rocked early doors and then compose yourselves and still just find a way is hopefully going to hold us good towards the end of the season. So yeah, I'm pretty happy with what we produced on the weekend. And, you know, now it's not about just celebrating that, it's about building on that and going into Seattle and trying to recreate the same thing.
And following on from that, Joel and Paul, I think for me, one of the things a bit noticeable is you guys have been strong second half teams both games. And I think, you know, if you look at that and maybe Utah teams of earlier, some teams would say if you can handle them for 50, 60 minutes, they hopefully tire out and then you maybe can exploit your chances at the end. But this team seems to be very fit, seems to be working hard, and seems to be putting in 80-minute performances, which I think shows some real growth to you and your boys. Paulie, looking very slim in the face too, mate. I know you've been working hard this preseason.
Yeah, I have, actually. Yeah, I've lost a few kilos.
I heard he's got a wedding to slim down for.
No, he had the wedding, and then he had to try and slim down after that, Paulie. But yeah, you guys just do look fitter as a side, as Corb said, Paulie.
Yeah, I mean, I think the nature of the MLR, realistically, if you broke down a preseason, you've got 15 training days. You've got 15 training days to look at an attack system, a defense system, to get your set piece right. You know, so you can't afford to, like, be doing straight line running in those 3 weeks of preseason. So there was a massive focus in the off season of boys coming back prepared, coming back in a good enough shape so that we can actually do the rugby stuff. Credit to all the boys that come in, like, and I know we laugh and joke, but you know, for those big men like Paulie, like it's hard to ask them to be able to be powerful in the scrum, but also to get around the pitch and make the tackles and hit rocks. And to be fair, our big men have come back in pretty good nick, and it's allowing us now to really focus on using the altitude to our advantage, which we probably never have done, and really actually trying to step up a gear when we get into that, like, that final 20.
Now, Paulie, in terms of playing for Greg Cooper as well, like, Coach Cooper is obviously in his second season now. You've been with the Warriors for a little while. Like, how good is the environment? You know, we're talking about how you're fitter, you're playing well. Everything seems to be good at the Warriors. And having played there last year, that atmosphere is one of the best in the MLR.
Zions Bank, as Joel touched, it's absolutely, it's phenomenal. And because it's quite, the stands are quite close to the field, it kind of builds, like, the atmosphere seems maybe even bigger than some of the other stadiums where it might be more spread out. The standards were set coming in, you know, so, and ultimately we just have to walk the walk, you know.
For me, from more of a front row aspect, I think, you know, you're a credit to this league. There's not many sort of starting American tight heads in, you know, that are in some of these top teams in the competition. And you've probably been in this league for a number of years now. And I think year on year, everything keeps getting higher and higher. Sort of like, how have you found that? And one, two, just a little pat on the back for me that you're still sort of top of the mountain up there in the front row.
Oh, geez. Yeah. I mean, the level of scrummaging corps has improved phenomenally over the last few years. But I mean, and I know I'm not trying to get ahead to Seattle, but I mean, those lads, they have some big lads and they have some, you know, a lot of Eagles there as well. So it's no doubt going to be a massive, massive battle again this weekend.
Look at round one. You're against, probably when you come on, a super rugby loose head. You know, this week that you just had, you're taking on a Georgian starting international loose head. And then again, a probably guys come from super as well for Seattle in Cameron Orr as well. Like, it just shows the level that this league is getting to.
Yeah, no, and it's fantastic because ultimately, even for us, it's so myself, there's Gus, and then we have Tonga, a newly recruited football convert. This fella is a beast in the gym, and this fella's strong, you know. So very excited to see him come through as well. But it's just all in all, just the whole more competition in the league, the better the scrums, more competitive the scrums get.
Jolie, let's start talking about this Seattle game from your perspective as well. You're the driver, very much so. I was on comms for your game against Chicago, and you're talked about as the general from your coach as well. How do you find this one, though? It's a big task. Seattle come, two games, two wins. You beat them at the Zions Bank Stadium last season. How have you guys thought already, early in the week, how you're going to go about picking the Seattle team off?
Man, look, you hit the nail on the head. Seattle's a different animal. You know, they've been competitive in the MLR for as long as I've been following it. And, you know, they know what their DNA is, and they stick to it pretty well. From our side of things, I think the big thing for us is when we implement the things we want to implement, when we, you know, look after the basics of rugby, whether that's, you know, your attack and breakdown, if we can give certain personnel the ball in a certain amount of space, we've got the firepower to do some damage. So, you know, we're under no illusions. It's like, these guys are going to come at us. They're going to come after us, both sides of the ball. From a defensive point of view, we're expecting them to put a bit of heat on our rock. But, you know, if we get our collision right and our two clearers right and everyone else is sort of into position nice and early, we feel we've got, you know, enough options within our shape to try and exploit a few things. You know, we obviously mentioned off camera about the starting fast stuff. It's very easy to mention starting fast in a team environment through the week and actually have a detrimental effect. Mm. So, you know, for us, I think we just got to focus on an 80-minute performance, focus on our core principles in terms of what we like to try and achieve both sides of the ball. And then it's just about implementing it. And like Paulie said, you know, we got to walk the walk. I think we're under no illusions of the challenge that's coming up. But, you know, I'm pretty confident in the 23, whatever 23 we put out there on the weekend. Utah Warriors, hopefully will be a serious contender this year for the finals. You give it your all, you implement your role, and if it's good enough, it's good enough. If it's not, then we go back to the drawing board and we have a look at it and try and work out why it wasn't quite good enough on the weekend.
Just before you both go, we really appreciate you coming on. And you talked about it a little bit there, Joel. I want to get Paulie's perspective first, then Joel, come back to you. But like, what do you want to achieve this season? Because I'm looking across the board, you've got some good new signings. Those youngsters that came out of the weekend, people like Jesse Hamilton, they seem to be flying as well. I feel like you guys are relatively a complete package. What do you want to achieve this MLR 2024, Paulie?
I mean, obviously, we'd love to go all the way, but from my perspective, all I can do is try and give the backs, Joel and his boys, the best platform possible. So as long as I can keep him happy, I'll be happy.
Joel?
Yeah, and I think you're in the wrong sport if you don't obviously have a goal of going and winning a competition. I think all we can do as a group is focus on every week, you know, and we've got to try and get every week right as best we can. You know, I alluded to the Houston weekend. Probably wasn't the 80-minute performance we were after, but we pulled away with a point. That's big, especially at Houston early in the season. We managed to bag a 5-point win on the weekend. And I think we just got to take it week by week and see where we go with it. You know, I think if you were to ask any MLR side, based on how the competition is, they're all pretty confident. Everyone's wanting to reach those finals. Certainly is a goal, but we're not getting ahead of ourselves. We've got to understand that, you know, it's a 17, 18 week effort. And it starts by backing up the Chicago performance with another good performance this weekend against Seattle.
Legends. Appreciate you both coming on, lads, the Rugby Rundown. Wishing you well in this big clash of the week, Utah versus Seattle. Take care, boys. Appreciate it.
Good luck, lads.
Cheers, lads.
Stay warm, Paulie. Stay warm.
Well, firstly, I'd like to say there's no sheep harmed in the harvesting of this wool. But also, Joel, you've been here 1 year. How many points have you scored for the Warriors at this stage?
Ah, Paulie, well remembered. Well remembered. We've got a top point scorer for Utah Warriors history. Joel Hodgson, no worries about that.
Just hiding in the dark over there.
It was quite nice to reach that milestone, but there's no resting on the laurels. We're going after more on the weekend, and if I can get Paulie a try in his van, we'll be hissing.
humble. Cheers, boys. Take care. You've been listening to a shortened version of the Rugby Rundown. You can go to the Rugby Network to watch the full episode, where you'll also get the previews and predictions of Week 3 coming up in Major League Rugby, plus that Rugby Rundown news with Six Nations, Premiership Cup Final, College Rugby and more. So make sure you go across to the Rugby Network to watch the full episode.